I'm just going to start recording and we'll start talking and I'll kind of give a little introduction here. I'm going to move this out of the way. All right. Is this starting? It's starting. All right. So welcome everyone to our podcast. This is a very special edition of Dr. Phil Frano's Creativity Insights podcast. And we're coming to you from the Café de Paris in North Myrtle Beach. And I'm here with two very special guests. First of all, my name's Morgan. I am an independent scholar at JMU, and I am studying environmental social governance communications. And I took a course this past semester with Dr. Frana in Honors 300, which was a seminar class all about creativity and what it means and the different ways that it's expressed and how it's changed over time and how different things in our lives impact our creativity. And now I'm going to introduce my special guest. So first we have a first-time podcaster, Mason Myers. Mason, do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself and then maybe I'll give him a little more?
I'm going to 6th grade.
Going to 6th grade, okay.
And at C's,
St. Edward's in Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Okay, born and raised in Richmond, Virginia, just like me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Henrico.
Henrico? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clark County.
That's awesome. All right. So, Mason, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do?
I like to play video games and, like, to explore the world.
Explore the world in video games? That's awesome. What's your favorite video game?
Fortnite.
Okay, and there's a reason why I picked you for a lot of reasons. And because we were just talking about podcasts, and Mason was like, oh, I've always wanted to be on a podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, well, do I have the opportunity of a lifetime for you, bud? Because I think Mason has a lot of amazing insight to share, because he also, so he's going into 6th grade, but Mason, when he was a baby, was diagnosed with something called ACC, agenesis of the corpus callosum. And Mason, what do you want to tell us a little bit about ACC and what that is and how it affects your life?
I function a little bit different from others, and I take a long time to think about something.
Yeah.
Other people do.
Awesome. Yeah. And so Mason has a lot of really unique skills and talents. Like, I remember, so I first met Mason when he was about 5 years old. And he had memorized where all of the states go on the U.S. map. And he could fill in all the blanks without the lines, without any of the words. He could just do it like nobody's business. And now he loves puzzles. We actually brought a world map puzzle along with us to the beach because he is still super into maps and geography. He loves navigating. Mason's the reason we were able to get to the cafe today, because he navigated for us. He navigated the whole way here to Myrtle Beach from where we live in Richmond. So tell me a little bit about that, because I feel like that is super creative of you to be able to do that. And how does that work? Like, how did you find that as an interest?
Can you report that question again?
Yeah, like how did you become so interested in maps and navigating, and why is that important to you?
Well, I just like maps and like how to go and stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to like the old maps.
Yeah.
Also the new maps.
Awesome.
Like how the olden days and have different maps, different colors. They don't have like Richmond, Virginia, and then they have England. They don't have like.
Awesome. That's great. So, okay, love the maps, love different colors. That is super cool. Okay, that's awesome, Mason. We'll come back to you here in a second, because we have another special guest we have to introduce. So we also have with us Miss Courtney Allen, and she is, so for context, Mason is her nephew. And, you know, Mason is about to go into 6th grade, whereas Courtney here has had a whole lifetime of experiences with creativity and different forms of expressing her creativity. She's a super creative person with a lot of valuable insight to share, and actually studied philosophy in college, and Latin, Mason would like me to add.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your interests and kind of what creativity means to you.
Well, I go through a lot of periods of sort of feeling like I'm stuck,
creatively, I'm really struggling with transformation right now. And I feel blocked a lot. Like, it's hard. I feel like art should be something generous that you're sharing. And sometimes I feel like I'm not there as far as being a generous with it. Or just like, I feel like I wanted it almost in this sort of childish way to be like something that was like amazing that I could do. But I'd rather feel like it was something I was genuinely sharing, like perceptually. It's hard to explain.
I mean, it makes sense. Definitely. Like, you want to be able to share your art with the world, and sometimes it's really hard to figure out the best way to do that.
I feel like I want to make something that's really of value, but I have so many self-doubts that it's hard to get to that place.
Totally. Absolutely. Mason, do you find sometimes that you struggle? I know I struggle all the time with self-doubt and not thinking my ideas are good enough or that they would be valuable to people. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like normal people, but like I'm unique and stuff.
Absolutely.
Unique.
That is so insightful that he said he wants to be like normal people, but he's unique and you know, it's amazing that you can recognize that. Mm-hmm. And you know, something that I really love about Mason is sometimes you know, if he gets frustrated with something that he's working on and needs to take a step back, he at this point in his life really knows how to do that and can take a step back and usually says something to the tune of, "Oh, I have ACC, I need to take a moment, I need to gather my thoughts." And I think that is amazing that you can do that, because a lot of people that, I mean, you're calling them normal people, I personally don't think anybody is a normal person, but
yeah.
I totally get what you're saying, and I think a lot of people just wouldn't be able to do that, so it was really awesome that you can. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, so I know that we'll go back to Courtney. We call her Coco, so we'll call her Coco from here on out. But Coco, do you, when you are expressing your art with the world, or your thoughts, I know you've kind of dabbled with blogging and sort of sharing sort of a written expression of your art and your thoughts. I know you've kind of put some things out. We're friends on Facebook, and I've seen you post some of your art with a little bit of context about what it meant to you or where you found it. So tell me about that. Like, when you do put it out there, kind of how does it make you feel? And do you feel like you want to keep going with that? Or how do you feel about it at this point in your life?
Well, what I really struggle with my blog right now is feeling like some of the earlier posts were very optimistic in a way that I'm not feeling at the moment. And then I feel like, well, did I lie? Or was I not being truthful? Or was I just confused? Because right now I'm just really struggling, kind of in a crisis place. So I really struggle with perception, with being able to perceive the world and not be overwhelmed by it. And so that's what I'm working on right now. And I just struggle with not knowing if, you know, things change, and I really, 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 really struggle with all the changes that happen, and trying to find a stable place within all that is just something I really, really am struggling with right now, and always, my whole life. It's like, well, when I was 4, it says in my baby book, I said, "I wish I were in heaven already so I could relax."
Oh.
And it's like, I still feel that way. And it's a struggle to accept changes, and mostly to just find a kind of a stable core that can be on the waves of life.
Mm-hmm.
Is really something I still need to work on. And what was the question?
That was a great answer. I guess I was just kind of wondering, like, how you feel when you do put your
I'm struggling with authenticity a lot, with feeling like, do I have something of value to share? And so right now I haven't been writing in my blog because I'm not sure. I wrote like a post about struggling with how to be an individual and be in the world with other people too at the same time.
Definitely.
that's really hard.
Oh, it's so hard. Absolutely. Easton, what do you think? How, in what ways do you share your creativity with the world? I know we talked about your navigating. That is a really unique talent that you have. But are there other ways? Like, I know we talked about Fortnite. You love creating in Fortnite. I always see you doing that. But is there anything else that you really love to do that you would consider creative?
Not really. It's like,
I don't know, because I feel like I totally disagree with you. I think
you ask a lot of questions, and that's creative.
I was going to say, you might be the most curious person I've ever met in my life. And that is a real, real form of creativity that I think a lot of people don't even consider to be creative. But being inquisitive and always wanting to know more and know the details of it, it's really a form of creative expression.
Because what happened with the kidnappers, like the skies, like, was he like...
Yeah.
He's like disguised as a kidnapper.
I know. And that's the thing. Mason is always like, we'll just be sitting here having a conversation about, you know, something that happened in our days. And then Mason brings in something totally random that he's been pondering, yeah, and gets the whole table talking and thinking. And I know he keeps me on my toes with his questions. And I love it. I think it is amazing. So yeah, I guess kind of shifting gears a little bit, like, I'm trying to think. So right now, you know, while we've been here on our family beach trip, Coco has been really committed to her yoga and to
guitar
every day. She's been out on our balcony, which overlooks the ocean. It's beautiful, and she's been playing guitar. I've been enjoying listening to that a lot. Yeah, it's been really awesome. But what do you think? Do you think, I know it's hard to predict the future, and I think something that's awesome about creativity is it kind of, you know, flows with us at different seasons of our lives, but would you see yourself kind of continuing with that? I know you're kind of taking a break from the writing and literature, but where do you see yourself kind of moving forward? What is your favorite way to express creativity since you've experimented with so much?
Well, what I keep hitting up against is a lot of fear. So it's hard for me to see past the fear right now. It's a lot of, I've read a lot about like religion and spiritual stuff, so I feel like I should, and I've tried to practice yoga for years, and I never feel like I'm getting to that point where I feel connected. Like really connected in my so-called quote mind, body, and spirit.
Sure.
I'm just really struggling spiritually with all the different kind of perspectives that I've absorbed.
Ooh,
that I feel like I've just taken in so much that I don't know really what I think sometimes.
Huh. That's really interesting.
Because I've just read a lot or tried to read a lot, and then I just feel like right now I really don't know the future at all, and it's a little scary, or it's very scary.
Absolutely. That's fascinating. Something that we have talked a lot about in some of my classes at JMU is overstimulation and feeling just completely overwhelmed by having so much information thrown at us constantly.
Yeah.
It's just, it's awesome that
it's
you brought
like
that up.
I've wanted to run away from all of it and not be a responsible citizen, should I say?
It's hard.
Not be an informed citizen, because it's just so overwhelming and there's so much to read and I just don't know. And it's like, I have trouble comprehending because I have the aphantasia where I can't visualize things. So a lot of stuff I read, like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Absolutely.
So that's, plus I think for a long time I really, really, really wanted to be God, and like I didn't realize it, and it was just this very childish thing that I carried with me into adulthood. And so there's the whole idea about wanting to serve instead of God. I really, really, really struggle with that.
Mason, what about you when you think, because I know that you've talked about this before as well, it's just like feeling overwhelmed or feeling like there It's just so much to take in and to try to process in the world around us. Like, what does that make you think of?
Can you have a product question again?
Sure. Like, so Coco and I are talking about, here, I'll wait 1 second. Go with the background noise. There we go. Okay. I don't want there to be too much background noise. So we're talking about overstimulation and feeling overwhelmed by everything that's going on in the world around us. I feel like for me, a lot of times is totally also what causes me to feel stuck in whether it's my schoolwork or, you know, my anything I'm doing on the side, yeah, just for fun. Like, do you feel
my book, it's a lot of pages. Yeah. Some books it's a lot of pages and I feel overwhelmed, but then, you know, it's all fun information and I can remember it all, but again, the repeating process.
Totally. Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, when you want to sit down and read something so badly, but there's so much going on in your brain because there's so much going on that we're exposed to in the world around us that it's so hard to sit down and just think about that. When a lot, yeah, of creative people, that's all you want to do at the end of the day, but that is an impossible ask in today's world, I feel like.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Really hard. Well, those are some really valuable insights from both of you, and I really appreciate it so much because I feel like, you know, the three of us, we share a lot of similarities, and especially now talking about this and kind of the, you know, we all have our different modes of creative expression, but I feel like we all three are really creative people at the end of the day, and can be really hard on ourselves. So I think, yeah, it's an important thing to talk about, you know, trying to uplift the people around you and really listen to what they have to say, because I think everybody has something really valuable to say at the end of the day, and I know you guys both do, but you both really get down on yourself, so we'll continue this conversation of course throughout the rest of our trip, but maybe is there anything else that either of you would like to add about just the topic in general? You know, we've talked about creativity and challenges, mental blocks, and then of course like very limiting conditions that we've all faced. For me it's been physical health, and for Coco it's been, you know, really
mental
struggling
health and stuff.
Mental health, and for Mason it's been the struggle with ACC and some of the just limitations that dealing with that and also living with autism can put on your life. But I think we all three are a testament to the fact that, you know, those things aren't really limitations. They only are if you let them be, or if you let the world tell you that they are, and you can control that narrative to some degree.
Yeah, I don't know how to control my narrative. I've let it get totally out of control.
I totally get that. Yeah, I think the best thing that we can do is continue creating and trying to make sense of it, knowing that maybe we never really will. But, you know, I think that by expressing our thoughts and feelings through whatever that looks like for each of us, I think is really, really important. Mason, do you have any other thoughts?
No.
You wanna share? All right. Awesome. Well, I'm gonna wait for that plane to go by. Well, this has been a very special... It's still kind of going. Well, this has been a very special episode of the Creativity Insights podcast, where we've been able to talk about all kinds of things and really grow closer as friends and really... just kind of seeking to understand each other better, I think is always something important to do with the people around you, and it can help you make sense of those just crazy overwhelming things in our lives. So I really appreciate you both sharing and taking the time to talk to me about this, a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, and I know you all's as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
Of course. Mason, you want to close this out?
No, you can do it.
I can do it? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And this has been Creativity Insights, another episode. And I don't really know how to end it. How should we end it?
I don't know.
Should we say, maybe we could all be like, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Bye! Bye.